All right, welcome back, you guys. This is Danita, your host for the Booty Bands More Than Fitness podcast. And today we have an awesome guest, and she's going to teach us about how she was able to get more consistent, how she was able to get her 50 pounds off and keep it, and also how she was able to do it with not yet being that perfectionist. Booty Bands and Barbells helps busy women sculpt and tone their bodies in just 15 minutes a day through our physical products and our one-on-one coaching. Welcome in Ashley Wheeler. She has this amazing, amazing transformation. And I want to go ahead and just share her bio really quick with all of you guys so you can hear a little bit more about her. So she was able to become more healthy and start applying fitness into her busy lifestyle. Why? Because she's got three kids, she works, and she goes to college. She knew she needed to make that change. And so she created a fitness routine where she would be able to be more consistent and start to learn how to cook healthier meals. Today, she's going to walk us through how she did that and so that we can become inspired and start to become in our own fitness journey and start having it work for us. Welcome in, Ashley.
I started back in 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And I was kind of having this reflection and of how was my past 10 years and how do I feel about myself now? And then where do I want to be in kind of the next 10 years? Being able to actually face the issues that I had and saying, okay, you know, I don't like the way I feel, and I'm starting to become, there's more problems in my feet and in my health. And I don't want to feel this way anymore. I want to become healthier and I want to become stronger. So that's kind of what got me into it.
So how long were you struggling before you actually kind of made that decision to really change everything?
A pretty long time. I mean, as far back as, I mean, even in childhood and in high school, I remember, you know, gaining weight and asking the doctors, you know, why do I weigh so much? And, you know, I was considered overweight and obese for ever since, you know, puberty, and how do I fix this? So I always had an issue with how I looked, no matter what phase my body was in or what phase my health was in. But mainly after my second kid, I think that's when it honestly hit me the most, of being in this space of negativity and wanting to get out of that and wanting to break free from that. And basically when I started this, that's when I started changing that mindset of, all right, no matter what my body looks like, you know, we want to be comfortable in our own skin, and we want to be happy with how we are and in life, and accept our bodies for what it is.
So what are some of the things that you have tried before that AKA have failed you?
What had failed me was always foods. There were times before where I was in that mindset of, okay, I can only eat, you know, once a day or twice a day, and watching my calories and watching what I eat. But of course, I was a very picky eater, so I didn't know how to eat healthy. And that was my failures before. And then getting into a gym, being kind of intimidated by others and feeling out of place.
What are some of the biggest struggles that that you've really faced throughout your journey?
The biggest struggle is how to stay consistent in a busy lifestyle. For me, going to work, having three kids, going to college, and trying to fit this cooking meals for me and for my family that they would actually eat, and then being able to fit a workout into my schedule. And in that first year, I honestly was like, you know, what time frame is the same that is I'm going to be able to learn what consistency is? And that was at 9 o'clock at night when everyone went to bed, and there I was for, you know, 20 minutes to 40 minutes working out every day, and being able to learn and what determination is, being determined that after a long day, I'm going to go and I'm going to work out at 9 o'clock at night, and, you know, continue to learn to work out inside of my living room. Time management was the main focus, and learning time management skills that I didn't realize I didn't have before. Whereas before, I just made excuses. I didn't have time.
Awesome. So going to the consistency, that is a very, 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 very big one. One, you said, obviously getting determined. But what are some secrets or things that you have found? in order to get more consistent? Like, would you say there's any three steps to it, or like, what would you say is the secret magic you were able to find?
The first step is to go over my goals. What am I trying to achieve? I feel like if I lose track of that, I lose track of my consistency, because then my determination isn't as strong as maybe it should be. So if I can determine what my goals are and what I'm trying to strive for, then I'm going to be able to have more of a determination to do. And then I also, in maintaining, you know, a consistency, is to surround myself with a fun atmosphere. I like to have fun with my workout, which might be, you know, taking a pre-workout before jumping into, you know, cute clothes, gym clothes, and making it fun to where that's something that I want to go do. And then after, you know, recovery, what are some things I can do after a workout, to recover from that and to be able to want to come back the next day to do it all over again.
I like it. Okay. So step one, getting really determined as far as what your goals are. So determine your goals. And then step number two was having fun. So I'm sure adding that fun, cute, colored barbell could have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
That's awesome. So yeah, fun atmosphere, whether it's your clothing, whether it's your gym equipment, you know, maybe it's fun music, whatever it is. That's everyone's a little different with that. That's really cool to hear yours. Is there a step three too, as far as consistency?
You know, having to look at your day and making it a priority rather as making it as an excuse. Every single day when I step into my day, I wake up and I go, what needs to be done today? And I try and knock those things out first, or try and figure out when I'm going to be able to check that off of my list. Same things with my workout. I need to work out today. When can I be able to get that done? And that is going to be one of the top things that will get done in that day, as well as eating. What am I going to cook today that is going to be healthy, that is going to be a good choice for me?
What are some things you've noticed? I mean, you have three kids. So how has that been with the kids and the shift of, you know, the old you versus the new you?
They've been through a lot. you know, in my first year, you know, making noise in the living room, they're like, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm just trying to work out, you know, go back to bed. And then, but now they actually, my oldest is 14, my second one is 12. So they're in that older stage where, you know, they're starting to kind of look at their bodies. And so I let them come out and I let them work out with me. And trying to teach them, you know, all the things that I've been doing. As long as I explain to them, you know, I'm doing this to be healthier. That way, you know, I can keep up with y'all more. And being able to, you know, go on walks or go outside and play with y'all, and take it away from looking in the mirror at my body and making it more of, when I do this, I'm able to live healthier. I'm able to do more things. And, you know, I have more energy and I'm more happier as well. So it's been nice to have them come in into the gym, my home gym, and to come and work out with me and hang out with me. And it's funny because my little one, he's 5 and he tries to lift all these weights and I'm like, no. So he's like, yeah, look at me. And he's like flexing his muscles. I'm like, yeah, dude, you got it. So they've really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, it's cute. I have one mom in the community that gave her little ones a foam barbell. It's super cute, right? Like that you can have like your little kid working out with you. That's awesome. All right. Well, Ashley, awesome update. I want to play just like devil's advocate for just a second. For those that are just like, well, how long is this going to take? And do I really have to just eat a bunch of vegetables to get there? You know, I mean, I mean, really from like being like in this maybe unhealthy place, but then also to get healthy, there feels like this really large gap in between. So I wanted to ask you, like, what is that gap in between? What does that look like for you?
It is very easy to become overwhelmed and to see so much of what you would like to be and to how to get there. It's like, man, that goal just seems so far away, but making little goals at a time. And it's like, okay, for this month, what do I want to do? And having to break up all these things into small steps. So for me, when I, the very first month when I started, I said, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to eat healthier and I want to work out, but I don't have any gym equipment and I have no idea how to do that. So I said, okay, what I'll start doing is researching and let me get into what can I buy from the grocery store this week that is going to benefit me more. And let me make one meal that is healthier or two meals that is healthier. And then that just progressed and progressed. And you have to kind of break it up into smaller things. I feel like when you're able to do that and you're able to hit those little tiny goals, then you're apt to feel more successful. And that success and that attitude is going to want to, you're going to want to keep going. What's my next thing? What's my next thing? And then that was my whole thing in that first year of how I lost that 50 pounds. 50 pounds seems and is, it is a lot, but taking that focus off of that. And I was like, I just want to feel better. So what can I do today that's going to make me feel better? Is that going to go on a walk? Is that going to go outside with my kids and actually play with them and try and keep up with them? And what can I do for dinner tonight that is going to be a healthier choice than what I have done in the past? And I just feel like that's really important, is getting out of that, you know, all or nothing state of mind and going, okay, but what can I do for me today? And once you focus more on that, then I feel like before you know, time is a funny thing. It goes by so quickly. And next thing you know, I had lost 50 pounds and I was like, wait a minute, did I just do this? I really didn't think it was possible, but okay. And so, all right, awesome. Now how do I keep it off and how do I maintain that? So that's what I would say is not to be in that all or nothing state of mind and to take it slow and to reel it back some and make it to where you can achieve something today.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, I love that. So there are a lot of perfectionists out there that are in that all or nothing. And so what we do is we call it progression over perfection. So thank you for sharing that, Ashley. That just definitely resonates with me and is also really great as far as our, we have accountability program and that step-by-step process, because yeah, a lot of companies out there just really dump a lot of information. I don't know if you've ever got the typical diet book that's like 50 pages long and it gives you every single thing you need to know. And it can become so overwhelming rather than holding your hand through that whole step and that whole process is really, I love what you said, just taking it one step at a time. And then before you know it, you look back and go, wow, how did I get here? And that really is the truth of it. So thanks for sharing that. And I love that it can be just as simple as what can I feel? How can I feel better today? If that's just a walk, then great. Like that's that first step. So thanks for sharing that. What are some of the biggest wins so far that you've noticed with like booty bands and barbells or just in general, like with your fitness journey?
Is creating my home gym, honestly, and having it to where it's multifunctional. So when I literally, again, have started from nothing. And I had gotten, my first purchase was the booty bands, the bands. And I was like, man, this is going to work because I have thick thighs and a thick booty already. That is natural. And I've always had trouble in the past where they, you know, other ones are like rubbery and they fall down and they do this. And I had gotten that. And I was like, wow, this is really great. And then when I saw the barbell and the dumbbells, I was like, man, okay. And a light went on and I was like, I want to create a gym that is colorful and feminine and that's mine. And it's really awesome with these plated weights. They are perfect for other things outside of the barbell. Just something so simple can go such a long way in the end.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. Those are some tremendous and fascinating wins. So clearly, obviously losing the 50 pounds, but being an amazing example and mother to your children. And then on top of that, just finding something that's sustainable for you, that's now it's a lifestyle and that consistency is a huge win within itself. So congratulations on all those things, because weight loss can be this yo-yo up and down thing, but it's really meant to be what resonates most with you, right? There's so many different programs out there in the world. Like, why would you focus on swimming if you hated it, right? Go hiking. Like, there's so many different opportunities out there that we can make it uniquely us. And I love that you did that, and love that you found something that really connects with you, especially at this stage in your life, especially having the three children that's looking up to you for being an example to them.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. So if anybody's listening right now and they're just like, wow, okay, thank you for that information, Ashley. It's awesome. If there's anything that is on this call that's almost pretend like is kind of stuck back into the old version of Ashley, and if they're just kind of in that mind frame and they're just kind of feeling like there's no way out, what is some advice that you could give them? If you were speaking to almost like your old self right now, what would you say?
The thing that had gotten to me was a reflection. There are a lot of things that we avoid in our lives that we don't know that we're avoiding them. And I feel like having a reflection period of where am I now? How am I feeling? Why do I feel this way? How have I been feeling? And being able to go, okay, well, how do I want to feel? Where do I want to be? In my life, and how can I get out of that? And it could be just as simple. For me, I wanted to feel better. I didn't like who I was. I felt terrible. And I was like, I don't want to feel this way anymore. You know, my 20s were miserable. And I'm like, man, 20s are, you know, supposed to be great, but they were miserable. And I was like, well, man, I'm about to be in my 30s and I want to thrive. And I want to feel comfortable in my skin, and I want to just become, you know, a complete better person of myself. And I said, okay, well, let's dial it back. We want to feel better. That was the most thing. And it was okay. Well, such simple thing as eating healthy and working out. And no matter where we are in that, is to accept who we are and always pay attention to how we feel. Because that can always change, and life events can always happen. And being able to stay on that path and to revert back to why I started, or to why, you know, someone starts, is very important to keep in mind and not get caught up in all the dazzling things that you can get into. As far as that goes. So a reflection period is really helpful, because we want to always challenge ourselves. We always want to improve on ourselves. What can we do next? And not just staying the same.
Yeah. And if somebody loves the journey and they love seeing your progress, and obviously you're super inspiring and very motivating, where could they go and find you in your journey?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at awheelerfit, and I started TikTok, but I'll be honest, I am not tech savvy. So Instagram is just really where it's at for right now.
Love it. And I'll make it easy for everyone down in the comments. I'll go ahead and leave that for you, so you can go ahead and check out her awesome before and afters, her transformation journey, and just kind of where she's at. So if you're wanting to just kind of go in and see Ashley and what she's currently doing to keep being that inspiration, not only for herself, but for others that are around her. So thank you for sharing that. Is there any other thoughts or questions that you feel like we have not yet said yet before we jump off?
No, just one other thing that I like to touch base on is, you know, for someone who is working out from home, you know, I have created this whole gym for me. And at first it was overwhelming, because I'm not at the gym where someone can help me, with form, and form is very, very important. And being able to research it and to practice it, you know, it's okay that you're not going to be perfect at it, but over time it will become better, and you will become better at it to just breathe and to keep going and take it day by day. And you will, you know, eventually get there and to be creative in your space.
Awesome. Wrapping up, we hope that this left you with some valuable information that you can help with improving your mind, your body, and your life. Really, we're about helping you step into your best self, and that's why we do these weekly, so that we can hear from you and how it resonated. So go ahead and write us a review, and we will pick weekly giveaways on our unique booty bands to give away. So thank you guys so much for listening. It was awesome having you on. I'm very excited to leave your review. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you can get notified on any future podcasts that come out. And of course, join the community and join the app called Booty Bands and Barbells, where you'll find us in the workouts, the meal plan, and of course, all the fun challenges. I'll see you soon, and I'll see you in the workouts.